At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Wounded to Wonderful Talk Show, and I'm your host, Edna J. White, your life purpose coach. And this is your destination to have real talk about real things to be empowered in your life. Today's guest is Francia Noble, and she is going to introduce herself, and we'll get the party started.
Get the party started. How is everyone? Hey, Miss Edna, how are you?
I'm always so
excited when I'm hanging out with you. I have to take a deep breath and just tell, I'll be transparent with the listeners and go, I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing, but I'm always ready to party.
She knows what she's doing. All I can say. She's an expert. Don't worry about that. She's an expert. I'm telling you.
I don't know about all that. I just know that anytime Edna calls or sends an email and says, hey, I've got you scheduled to come in and talk about this, I'm all on board. As she says, my name is Francia Noble. I am your faith-based mental health coach, and I use scriptural doctrine with the latest coaching and psychological techniques to help facilitate, educate, empower, and transform your life. So welcome aboard. Put your seatbelt on because we are ready to take you for a ride.
A ride, for sure. And you hear what she says, she empowers, educates. And that's the most important thing. She empowers and educates faith-based. So if you need that coaching, she's the lady, expert.
I'm the lady.
Today's subject is beauty. I want to say that the topic is new ways to think about it. But beauty, is it really skin deep? Maybe. So, talk about that. Maybe. So we know that the industry of beauty is a big money maker. You know, hair, makeup, clothing, shoes, lipstick, eyeliner, lashes, extra hair. We know all of that. We know it's a money maker.
Yep.
Beauty. In the eyes of the camera of the world. We want to break that down. So I'm going to give place for Francia to talk about that because I'm always talking and I need to hear from the end.
You are not always talking. You know, it's funny that you bring that up because I was just on another virtual, everything's virtual these days.
Yes.
On Friday evening with a wonderful group of ladies. I'm kind of doing some networking, girlfriends night kind of party. We had, you know, our glasses of whatever. Everyone had their own little things going on. But it was, you know, and one of the speakers for the evening talked about this very thing, about the idea of beauty. And she actually has a cosmetics line that she's involved with. And it's a line that is really devoted to women of color. mm-hmm. Not just African-American women, but all women of color, right. In a more natural sense. And when I say that, I mean one that is free from all of the chemicals and the additives and all of those harsh yeah. things that we don't necessarily think about right. when we're striving to be the diva yeah. of it all. Yes, you know, we just want to look good, right? Yes. We just want the latest style, the latest colors, you know, whatever that is. We just want to look good in front of for the selfie, right? Mm-hmm. But right. she really took it to a different level as she started talking about understanding what the impact of all of those different chemicals are internally. Right. And I was like, wow. And I knew that. It wasn't that I didn't know about those things, but the way she kind of explained it and began breaking it down, even for mm-hmm. the disparity against our sisters, our Caucasian sisters, mm-hmm. versus, you know, us women of color, right. How cosmetic companies really don't think about us when they are manufacturing their products in terms of safety and our overall health. And even when we are having those issues with our physical or biological health, even doctors aren't thinking about, well, what products are you using on your skin? Because our skin is, we wear it 24/7. It's this blanket that we have on us, 365.
Right.
It absorbs everything that we put on it. And mm-hmm. we don't really think about that so much.
Right.
And so when you said, is it really more than just skin deep? Yeah, it is now.
It is now. And I have a friend who's not a vegetarian. He's a vegan.
Okay.
And no meat, no products, nothing like that. Not even soap. He even buys vegan clothing.
Wow.
Explain to me that. The products, sometimes they use, animals to test it on. Some of the products come from animals. And I'm going, it just didn't click to me. I was like, why would somebody do that to an animal? Like, why would somebody put lipstick on an animal and then it just dawned on me, it goes in on your body. So they want to make sure that whatever they're adding doesn't affect you.
Exactly.
Wow. That really got me upset. I was like, oh, wow. It made me think wow, that makes a whole lot of sense. And then when he was telling me he was buying vegan clothing, I'm like, what?
That's a new one for me. I will admit
that's a new one for me. Like he said, no cotton because that comes from an animal. And I'm like, well, what material,
Exactly.
I I couldn't even grasp it. But he told me something, I forget what it was, but his shoes were made all non-vegan, no leather base, no nothing. And it was made out of this plastic that was reused from other plastic. And I'm like,
wow.
Ah. So, and the shoes look really nice. And he bought sneakers and I'm going, wow. So so very conscious of that. It makes you think now that about beauty, is it really skin deep? Like we talk about deodorant. We talk about that all the time. Deodorant, we can't do it.
Yes. Yes.
And I remember when that first came out and I couldn't read what the ingredients were and I was kind of scared. And I was young. I was telling my mom, this scares me. I can't say it. And she was like, my mom was like, okay, let's look it up. And we looked it up and it was like this thing that we had no idea about. And she said, I don't know if you're old enough to be having this on your body. So even being young, you're conscious about those things. Beauty is not skin deep because once it goes into your body, the aluminum,
it's there.
And it's there. One of my friend's sisters, she had an adverse reaction from it and it clogged all of her, what are those things? Those things under your armpits.
Lymph nodes.
Lymph
glands
her arm swole up. It was like gigantic. Her arm was swollen because of lymph nodes. She had to have them removed. It's very serious.
It can be, absolutely. And we don't think about it. We take it for granted because it's a product that we should be using on a daily basis.
So we say.
So we say that we say. I mean, that for the majority of that we are using on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's part of our, you know, we've been taught it's part of our normal hygiene.
Right.
It's how we care. It's how we cleanse our bodies. It's how we care for our bodies. And so we don't question whether or not it really, in the past, because we know that things are certainly changing. Right. And I give my kudos to all of my sisters who are out there developing products just for this purpose. Yes. Because I don't think if it wasn't for them, mm-hmm. I don't know that we would begin to see such a shift in the market.
Absolutely.
And a demand for products that are chemical free, as least as possible. Because, you know, it's a moneymaker. You know, these guys, companies are in,
billions.
You know, they're in the business to make money. So if I can make it as cheaply as possible by adding all these other things that are bad, I'm not going to change it. Why would I change it?
Right.
But I'm glad that somewhere along the line, somebody said, you know what? We're having reactions to all of these things because why can't we develop products that are healthier for us and that still allow us to bring out our natural beauty?
Right.
And that's where I am at this stage of my life. That is certainly where I am. So I don't know.
She's at this stage, listen.
At this stage.
I told my friend, I said, listen, I'm single. So I was like, listen, if a man don't like me for what I am, I'm not putting on no heels. That ain't happening because I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not in it to win it like that, you know? And, you know, I'm not wearing no skirt that I have to keep pulling down. I'm not doing that. I'm in the comfortable mode. You take me as you see me. I'm not going to be ugly. I'm not going to, disproportion myself. I'm going to be presentable, but I'm
absolutely
not my way to be uncomfortable. That I'm
right. And don't get me wrong, I'm right there with you. I'm single too, and I have been for quite some time. And you know, it's funny that you bring that up because I don't even know how the conversation got brought up. But my daughter and I, we were somewhere a couple of weeks ago, and she says, "Mom, just promise me something." And I went, "What?" You know, because we weren't having this conversation. I'm like, "What? What's wrong? Just promise me when I leave that you'll put yourself back out there." And I'm like,
"Yeah, my daughter said the same thing."
Like, did I stop at some point? And I had to admit to myself that I actually did, because I was so focused on raising my kids and getting them out of the house and being fully attentive to them.
Right.
And now I'm like you, I'm too busy. We just got through talking about how busy we are and all the things we have going on. So if you get me out of the house on a date, sir, you gotta understand this is what I'm coming with. You know, I don't know.
The heels are not part of the decor.
And they could be.
They could be. Right.
But to say that in today's climate that I'm going to show up with a full glam face underneath a mask, probably not.
Probably. It's not something that is even feasible, you know.
No.
And
no.
That brings us to the second part of this. During the pandemic, what beauty wasn't thought about. You know, I mean, we couldn't get to it if we didn't have it at home or get it delivered. You know what I'm saying? So beauty wasn't like in the headlight, normally it is. It's like everything is like, you got to have the most, newest lipstick or the newest eyelashes, or I saw this one time before, those eyelashes that kind of clip on with magnets. I'm like, what is
yes that? Yes, I've seen that too, and I'm like, who does that? I'm like, it's too much. Why am I going to stand there? I don't have time to stand in the mirror and clip on my eyelashes. It's too much.
Listen, and then,
you're right.
Listen, and then
I gotta take them off.
No, I gotta see while I'm talking to you. That you gotta have like this, like shades, like I
don't understand. I don't understand I struggle with understanding who told us that this was beauty. Who told us that putting on, lashes that curled back up to your forehead was a symbol of beauty.
Yeah,
you know,
And who and what was wrong with us to believe that?
To believe that, right.
What was
and
what
maybe that's the deeper question. I mean, even something as simple as our fingernails, you know, yes, I love a great manicure, absolutely, yeah, but I don't need 3-inch stiletto coffin pointed nails with rhinestones on every single nail to think that my hands look great. I mean, if they look great, but they still feel like the bottom that I've been busting concrete, as my kids say all day long, there's a problem with that.
Right. We were talking about that today, and I was saying how, like in my coaching with some people, I have to go black. I have to go, listen, your priorities are wrong. When your hair is long and you got to weave in nails and you haven't taken care of your teeth and you got one tooth, there's something wrong.
There's something wrong. Yes.
There's something wrong. All of you need to be taken care of. And we've gotten, I think the brokenness that's hollow, because you know when you're broken, that never fills until you acknowledge it,
right?
Get ready to heal it, you know,
right?
You're on healing it, so that has never been dealt with, and thus the clip-on magnet earrings, eyelashes. You know, I don't have anything against when someone does wear them, but there's an uncomfortability. You know, you see that people are uncomfortable. You know, I know they have those dresses, I forget what they called, but they had that material and you see people just ooching down their dress all the time. Just keep ooching.
When they call it spandex in it. And
I have
to allow it to stretch and move.
I have a problem with that. If you're not.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. That's beauty is comfortability in your own skin.
And you know what? And I will admit that it took a long time for me to get there as well. Because again, you know, even as a young child, I think I, you know, a Southern belle of always being in the spotlight of doing things, there was this idea of what I was supposed to look like according to, you know, what my mother and all of those other beautiful women in my life thought that we were supposed to look like and be presented as.
Right.
So even as going into adulthood, it took me a long time to get the idea behind, okay, I don't have to do all of that and still be who I am.
Right.
And I think when you and I can probably relate, when you start coaching other, when you learn that about yourself and you start dropping all those excess things, is when you truly begin to start walking in your purpose as an individual.
It's
because it allows you to grow beyond this little box that we've put ourselves into and see so much more of what we're capable of becoming. And that falls back into what we look like and into our idea of beauty as well. You know, my hair is like super short. And I did the big chop for a completely different reason than just thinking I wanted a big chop.
Right.
It was because I was going through a stressful time and thought I wanted to put some color in it, trying to be cute. And I went to a stylist, put some color in it. And guess what? Because I was having some stress nerve issues, it broke off in one spot.
Right.
Guess what? I had to chop it off. I had to do the chop. So it was no more creamy crack, you know, to straighten it every 2 weeks. It became this state of natural, and I had to learn how. I'm like, oh my God, this is who I am.
Right.
And I fell in love with myself all over again.
I remember when I did the big chop, I was one to have a different hairstyle every year. I would go to a stylist, get it done. That was my hairstyle for the year. Then I'd be like, oh, I don't want that. Let's go and do another.
Yep.
So my last hairdo was, I went to a stylist who's my bestie. And she saw something in Sassoon, and it was, my hair was always black, real black. And so she gave me some blue highlights, and it was like a mohawk. And it was,
oh my gosh.
Okay, it was straight. And I looked at, one morning I got up, it was August 1st. I remember the date. And I looked at it, and I was like, who the hell? You know, I went like this in the mirror, and I said, and I was, because I was uncomfortable, and I started counting how many hairdos I've had according to the beauty industry. How many from the time I started to, and I was like, wow. I've had so many personalities, I don't even know who I am. So I call my nephew over, who's a barber. I said, come over, I want you to do number one. And he was like, what? So he ran over because he was like, something must be wrong with auntie.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
He said, what's the matter? I said, where's your buzzers? Do a number one. He said, do you realize
you just— Are you sure?
He said, and he kept saying, you sure? I said, please. And when I did the number one and he shaped it up, I felt, it was like, I felt like I got goosebumps from it. And I felt it and I said, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I gotta grasp this. And I was like, yeah, I got a little bump in the back here, you know, and my head's long this way. And I began to embrace myself. It was the most liberating feeling. And I know you probably felt that, even though you were feeling it for another reason. The liberation in it is like, wow. But here's the thing. It's not easy to maintain short either.
No.
I told us that. I believe the hype.
Nope.
Short hair is just as much work as
just as much work. Because even when it was permed and it was short, because again, there was my daughter, I used to leave work because my stylist was literally about a mile and a half from my office. And I would go on my lunch hour and get my, if it was just a wash and sit kind of week. I would literally leave work on my lunch hour and go get my hair done. And I would come back to work and they would be like, did you go get your hair done? Yep. gotta keep it straight. Yep, I did. And my daughter would like, you know, and I would go home and my daughter like, did you get your hair cut again? Yeah, I did.
And I think the I think our spiritual leaders kind of ingrained that in us, that this was our crown and it was supposed to look nice and it was supposed to be like fantabulous, you know, fantastic, regular, fantabulous, you know.
Fantabulous, this is your crown, yes.
Yeah, and it was my crown, you know, and that had to be like outstanding, not like anybody else. And I was like, wait a minute, even at the number one, my head is not the same as your head, you know. Wow, I didn't even get that. And I was, from just that one cut, made me say, you know what? Beauty is not skin deep. It affects your spirit.
Yes, it does.
Soul.
Yes, it does.
It affects your body, everything.
Everything.
Everything. So beauty goes beyond what we think it should be. You know, it goes beyond all of that. You know, even just coming down to hearing, like when you get old, you know how you what's that word? You get over the hill. You know, you gotta start dressing better. You know, changing the way you are because you're over the hill at 50. And I'm saying, I never felt like I was running up a hill at first of all. So I didn't understand the concept over the hill. So I guess that means you going down real fast. But I was like, I never felt that. But it gave me the connotation. I started going in the mirror going like, oh, am I really, you know, you start doing all of this crazy stuff, you know, now
right.
That age is okay. We got to get Botox. You know, we start thinking like that. We can't get wrinkles. We start thinking like that. Now beauty is taking on another shape at another time. You know, like it was different when we was 20s, 30s, 40s. Now we're 50.
It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, yes, it's a whole different thing.
But you know what? But the good thing is that, you know, and I'll admit I'm over the hill, and I'm like you. I'm like I'm not racing down it for any reason. And hopefully I don't look like I'm over the hill.
I don't know what it looks like, so don't.
Because I don't know what it's supposed to look like. And even with that, you know, it's probably only been like last year that I've truly just stopped coloring the gray.
Right,
me too. You know, and just embracing, you know, and saying, you know what, just let it grow in. It's hair. Who cares?
Right.
You know, it's hair. Who can, right. You know, as I get it cut and trimmed and kept up, not, you know, nice and neat. Right. You know, it looks good. I'm cute. I think I'm cute, whether you think I am or not. Let's move on.
Right.
It is what it is.
Just bring a fish to fry.
Absolutely. I have other issues to deal with. Yes. You know what? If that's your biggest concern with me and my gray hair, so be it.
Right.
You know what? So be it. If that's the only qualm you have with me, absolutely. I'm okay with that.
Absolutely.
And again, it once again gives you that sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. Because now you're not concerned about it anymore.
Right.
Because now you can release yourself to embrace other things, to do other things, yes. to say, you know what, I'm okay with where I am right now. Right. Life is good.
Right.
You know, and I know that sounds crazy. Yeah. People are like, okay, but it's gray hair. I don't like that. And I don't, but it's just hair.
Right.
You know, what if you were one of these women who suffered from severe alopecia and you had bald spots and had no hair? What would you do then?
Right. What would
you, how would you feel about yourself then?
Right.
You know, and I know that's, maybe that's a harsh comparison, but in the grand scheme of things, whether or not I've got 2 gray hairs or 50 gray hairs, really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's not. Does it change who I am? Does it change who I am as a person? Right. No.
No.
Does not change who
maturity.
I am.
That's maturity in beauty. We
miss
in the level of beauty, that beauty is not skin deep, but ugliness is to the bone.
It's to the bone.
So the ugly attitudes, the ugly demeanor, how you judge people, that's to the bone.
That's to the bone.
That's really to the bone. And we have to be very careful of that because, you know, I know I'm not going to say we're over the hill. We as mature women, we see beauty differently. We can actually give another woman a compliment. You look really nice today.
Yep.
How many times prior to this have you seen another woman? You walk down the hallway, another woman look at you, go give you the up and down and walk straight past you. And you're all like this close and say nothing.
Oh, even still. I mean, what do you mean before now? I mean, still. What do you mean before now? Even with the mask on and you're like, okay, why are you doing, I mean, girlfriend, what's wrong with you?
Doing extra.
It's like, I mean, you know, even in the grocery store, we laugh about it all the time because I live out in the suburbs. And it's funny to me, you know, down here, yeah. You know, I know where you are, you know where I am. So we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But anybody who Googles me will figure out where I live. But I live in the suburbs. And it's funny to me how I can go in the grocery store and someone will do that to me in the grocery store and not speak.
Right.
Well, darn, you just nearly undressed me.
Totally.
And you can't even say hello.
And redressed me. You undressed me and redressed me. Yo, she don't look good. Go all the way down and put some more stuff on me. You just did all of that. Now say hello.
Now say hello. But you can't.
Can't.
Or not that you can't, but you don't.
Right, and that's that ugly. That's that ugly. That's
the ugly to the bone. That's the ugly to the bone.
To the bone. And it's in it. You know, I make it my business. One of the things that I do is I make it my business to greet people before they greet me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't want, because I know Edna. Edna will be like, you do that to me, I'll do the right to you and stand right in the frozen. No matter how big you are, little you are, froze motion. No matter how many people you are, I look just like this and freeze. Oh,
and see, I'm getting better. The mature Francia has gotten better. Let me tell you,
Edna, look, I never used to do that. I'd be like, you know, I cower, and now like, okay, you looking me up and down, I'm gonna look you up and down. Yes, and then they'll laugh. They're like, you, why do you do it? Because. Like you looked at me, I just want to know what is it that you would like me to wear? And they'd be like, what? And I said, like, that's what you're doing. You're going up and down, saying, oh, she'll look good in that. Maybe she'll look good in that. You already put me in another suit. So, you know, where am I going shopping?
Where am I going to shop? Where can I find it? Is it hanging in your closet?
Where can I find it? You put it on me, you know?
Is it hanging in your closet or do we need to go out and find it somewhere? Because I don't know what it's supposed to look
it's
like.
It's true. And you know what? You brought up a thing, even having the mask on, people know by your eyes that you're smiling. They
absolutely.
You're a great, you know, you're in a great mood.
Yep.
And you only have to show your smile by your eyes and they'll say, hello. Just your presence of the beauty that shines outwardly.
People. You know, you brought that up and about speaking to people. I was out somewhere and I just happened to be on the phone with one of my girlfriends and I got to the register to check out and the person, the cashier was there and she spoke to me and I said, oh, hello, Susan or whatever her name was.
Right.
And so my girlfriend likes, do you know her? And I'm like, no, who? Wait, the person, the cashier. And I'm like,
I do the same thing.
I'm like, no. She's like, well, you were talking to her like you knew her. And I'm like, here's what I don't know what that lady is going through.
Right.
And she doesn't know what I'm going through. I don't know what kind of day she's had and vice versa. The only thing I know that maybe me saying hello to her
right.
may make a difference in her day. I don't know.
Right.
I just know from my days way back when I worked retail, what would happen to me in the course of my day
yes.
and how I would be treated.
Yes.
So if I come across someone who's wearing their name on a badge,
absolutely.
What harm is it for me to greet them by their name?
Call their name.
They've not done anything to me. Now if you get listening and get this. If I recognize the person before me was a little snarky, I'm being nice.
Right.
was a little challenging.
Yes.
And here I come right behind them.
Right.
Well, let me help smooth over this situation because guess what? I don't want you throwing my stuff down the belt.
Right.
I don't want you being rude to me.
Not because of them. Right.
Not because of them, because it's quite easy for you to take that out on the next person.
Sure.
So now I've diffused that whole stereo
right.
just by acknowledging what your name is.
Right. And that's the beauty in you. It's because
I mean, and she was like, you know what? I never thought of it that way. She said, you taught me something today. I've never thought about it that way.
Right. And see, we forget. See, the beauty about people who mature and understand and have that empathetic and that intuition thing going on and want to grow as a person in general, they will remember when I was in a position like that, I sure wanted to hear my name because yep. everybody was like calling. And it was so I really wanted to hear Edna, you know, like who said that? You know,
who said that?
Yeah. Who said that? My name? You know, you really want to hear your name. You really want to be personalized. People forget that in our daily lives as we move up levels.
Yes. We do.
And we start manhandling people. I've seen numerous people go into, stores and literally they'll see a shirt and they'll pick it up and didn't even want it and not try to fold it back. And I'm like that all the time. Like, look, I tell my grandkids, if you're going to pick up something, don't make a mess of the
right.
display because there are people that are working that have to do this. I feel so heavy when Christmas comes, all the holidays, and
oh gosh, yes,
so horrible. I feel my heart goes out to them. I was like, oh my goodness, who's going to clean up this mess? But you know, when you don't have beauty, and beauty is nothing but love, it really is love. When you don't have,
isn't there a song? Isn't there a song that has that lyric in it? That has that line?
I don't know.
Love. I don't know. Something just started playing in my head. I don't know.
I was thinking about that the song "Beauty is Skin Deep." It's a soul song. My mom used to listen to it. I can't remember it now, but I'll remember it later on probably. But it is love. It's love. And you have to learn about love.
You yes.
know, say that you love people. You can say it.
Yes.
You fall down, but if your actions don't display that, that means you're just saying it to say, oh, I love you.
Just saying it to say, and what have we learned? That love really is an action word.
It is.
It's not a noun. It's a verb.
Not a noun.
It requires action.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can tell me all day long that you love me, but if you're not showing me, if there's no action behind it, it means nothing.
No, it means nothing.
It means nothing.
And that's where beauty comes from, is the inside out. It has nothing to do
with the
inside in.
Yeah.
It will never, the outside will never meet the inside. It's like garnishing your Christmas tree. Think about that. A Christmas tree only lasts for how much time? 30 days at most?
At most. Just depends.
So you're garnishing it. You're putting all these garnishing on it. And guess what? As the garnishes are on there, they're staying in place.
they're in place, but the tree is drying up.
Drying up. So that's how I feel about myself. Like, if I garnish the whole outside and not care for it, see, a lot of what we do for ourselves that are beauty oriented in the fashion world is things that don't care for us. Like, we'll go back to eyelashes. I had them on one time. My friend wanted me to put them on, so I went to Brooklyn with her. And girl, I could not see. It was summertime. And I kept saying, I can't see. Like, I literally, like, I had to turn my head. It was bad. And it was bad. No, it was really bad. I had it for a week. And I said, I can't do this no more. I don't know if they look good because I look weird. And I kept looking at myself and I said, no, I don't think I look good. And these things are sitting up in my eyes, like they're like a whole nother thing, yes, you know?
They are. Yeah.
Now, as I pull them off, the glue started affecting me and my ducts got swollen.
Oh no.
And I said, what's in this glue? Now, I should have asked prior what was in the glue. I was allergic to it and the ducts in my eyes, I had to get, I had to go to the ophthalmologist to get this stuff and said that the glue, whatever was in the glue, it went into my ducts. And I was like, oh my goodness. Could you imagine?
Never again.
Never again. So I say all of this, we just like take on the fads. We got to be very careful. Our bodies are made to be self-healing. They're made, you know, scripturally, sister, what did it say? We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wonderfully made.
So we don't need any extra.
We don't need all the extra.
We need to take care of what's here.
Of what's here. And our bodies are what? Temples?
Temples. And it's better than a tree. I tell you that.
Hello.
So if we, you know, no matter what we're working with, no matter, you know, if, you know, there's all shapes and sizes, all different colors, no matter what we're working with, it's beautiful because it was created.
It was created.
It was not manufactured.
No. Well, and you say created and people, you know, I'm sure that there would be people who would challenge that and say, well, what about people who haven't taken the best care of their physical bodies and they're overweight or they're this or they're that. And you know what? And there is some truth to that because there are choices that we make.
That's it. It's
that
different.
That
it's
hinders different. That different. Physical body. Mm-hmm. But we can also make choices that can bring that physical body back into what it's supposed
right.
to be.
That's right.
It takes some work. It does. But anything worth having does take some work. Even right. creating that inner beauty, learning how to love, it takes work. And it's not easy.
It's checking yourself. See, love is not about the next man. It's about you.
It's about you.
First. It goes yes. to you first. And it's not about what somebody can do for you, how much they love you. It's nope. about how much you love yourself. And check all of that. And I guarantee you, you don't have to worry about all who's going to, everything else comes in line with you.
With you. Everything else comes into alignment. You got it. Because, you know, we talk about you and I being single and that's another part of it. You know, when we've gotten to that point where, you know, if it gets me out of alignment, if it costs peace. You know, right. I'm sorry, I don't need that.
Right.
You know, if, you know, and people jokingly say, well, you know, what are you bringing to the table? Well, look, what are you bringing to the table? You know, do you right. love yourself?
Right.
You know, yes, I want someone to love me, but the bigger question is, do you love yourself?
And see, now you done did it and brought up the one thing I didn't want to say is I'm dating. So people talk to me and they'll say, hello, queen, men. And I'm looking at them and I said, you know, this is exactly how my face looked. And I'd be like, first of all, no one called the queen by queen unless they were brought to the courts. So you talking out of line, you're not a king. The king can only call me hello, queen, without being brought to the court and getting permission. So using the word queen, we gotta believe that we are queens. When I say that, who we're from,
yep.
We don't believe, most of us, when we do all this other stuff and we're ugly to the bone, we don't believe who we're from.
We're from.
And we are.
Don't believe who's we. We don't believe who's we're part of. No,
that's
we don't.
Right. We don't believe that we're part of him. And that's where the queenship comes. It's not the diva attitude, because I haven't
talked
about that. It's not that. So I want to tell y'all that diva is not that.
That's not it. No.
Queenship is knowing whom you are, whose you are. WHOSE, right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it. Okay. That's it.
That's
who's
it.
Who you are. That's it.
And that.
And not, you know what? And I'll, you know what? And I'll challenge it and take it a step further. Not just recognizing whose you are, but your place in whose you are.
That's correct. That's
because you know a lot. Many of us want to take queen, and we want to say, "Well, okay, that means I'm the headship, and I'm this." Not, no.
Listen, you getting on another subject, and
but again, that's a part. But you asked me about my definition of beauty.
I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna write this queen and kingship. We're gonna come back with this. Me,
but again, when you recognize your place.
And
as a queen.
Right.
All that other stuff doesn't matter either.
It doesn't. It's not necessary. That
you don't need it.
When you are in alignment with yourself and then you align with whose you are, all of that stuff doesn't matter.
And doesn't matter.
You're lined up and you're taking care of yourself. Your skin lines up.
Yep.
Eyesight lines up. Your hair lines up.
Your hair lines up.
You
begin to shift and change your daily habits.
It does.
And it doesn't, you know, and when you have that alignment, it doesn't take a lot for all of those other things to, like you said, for them to fall in place.
No.
It becomes easier.
Yes.
It takes still a little bit of work, but it becomes easier because now you have this mind shift to say, you know what? I can't do this. Because it's going to bring me out of alignment with who I am.
That's right.
I can't. Well, you know what, girlfriend? I really want to go with you, but I can't go there because it's going to bring me out of alignment for who I am.
Right.
Yeah, I can't put that. Yeah, I'm going with you, but I'm not wearing that outfit because it's going to bring me out of alignment with who I. So you know what? It really is those little bitty things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. You know, girl, I wouldn't post that on social media if I were you. Come on now.
Sure.
It's the little stuff.
It's the little stuff that gets us in big trouble.
Gets us in huge trouble. Already?
Oh, see, when me and Francia get together, it's a party. Because I got energy. We can go on and on and on.
On and on.
On and on and on. But we have to get off. This has been exciting. I hope you all learned something. I hope you all leave your comments for us. You know, call us up, email us. You will have all the comments. In the comments, you'll have all our information. We would like to hear from you what you would like to hear. We might be talking again. We are going to.
Who knows?
We're talking about queens and kings.
Uh-oh.
We're only talking again. That's only a subject. And I think I might do that after hours. We might do that after hours so that you all can really get, you know, hear what.
Okay, well, we might need to bring a couple of kings into that conversation.
Yeah, you know what? Right, we got to get a couple. See, we single, so that'll work.
See, now, okay, now wait. Now, we're not trying to turn it into a date night. Now, come on now. But that might work too.
We're just going to have a conversation.
Okay? Just a conversation. If it goes beyond that, you know, I'm not going to fight it.
We're aligned then.
There you go.
It's been a great show. This is Wounded to One Wonderful Talk Show, keeping it real. And I'm so
glad
here. Thank you, Francia, the expert, faith-based life coaching. This lady right here. Get you started on your way.
Yes.
To be free, right here.
Right here.
Signing off. Thank you so much. We'll see you real soon.
Love you, dear.
Love you, too.
Your pain be the spark. We rise.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com. Equal employment opportunities. Text BV Jobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.